The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, those of you in California and the West Coast. Greetings to everyone. And nice to be here with you. And the idea is to now sit and meditate for 35 minutes, and then I'll give a talk. And meditation is an act of discovering how to be honest in the moment. An honesty that recognizes what's happening in a careful and full way. An honesty that has no animosity and no greed and no fear for what is here, but has the ability to know that to be really true, to become a person who is true, we really want to find a way to really be here, honestly recognizing what is here. What is our experience in the moment? And one of the reasons to close your eyes or perhaps go to a quiet room or be away from life as it's usually lived is so it's easier to really show up and not be confused about what present moment experience is, what is really here at this moment, at this time, and then to learn to sit with it, metaphorically to sit in the middle of it, and to be honest. And I'm using the word honesty as a synonym for mindfulness. The difference between honesty and mindfulness is that honesty is often verbal, whereas mindfulness is much more than verbal. It's a fuller willingness to be aware, to be present, to be embodied in what is true, what is happening now, to be present for it in a real full way. So, taking a meditation posture, maybe a posture for you which allows you to have a little bit more enhanced awareness of your present moment. Maybe a posture that, maybe if you have the notion of just being honest about yourself, showing up in a full way for yourself here, maybe that will influence the kind of care you give to the posture you'll take. And gently closing your eyes. And becoming aware of your body, a global awareness of your body. And within this body, to notice the places of holding and tension. And perhaps as you exhale, you can relax, soften, release the holding. So much of what we want and what we're afraid of can be held in the muscles of our face. To soften and let the muscles of the face fall away from the skull. To feel the muscles of your shoulders. And to perhaps relax and soften in the shoulders. Thank you. And perhaps there can be a softening in the chest, a relaxing. Perhaps as you exhale, at the end of the exhale, relaxing some more in the chest, so the exhale continues for a moment more. And softening in the belly, relaxing. If you allow the belly to expand as you inhale, perhaps that expanding can also be a softening or relaxing of the belly. And then again, to be aware of your body globally, whatever way is easy for you. And perhaps as you exhale, you can release your whole body for these minutes. You don't have to be fighting for the good fight. You don't have to be resisting. You don't have to be wanting. And perhaps, just perhaps, you don't have to be afraid, anxious. And if you are all those things, any of those things, then the idea is to be honest about it. Honest about its presence, and not make it a problem, but make it something that you sit in the middle of with clarity, with presence, with kindness, no conflict, just the quiet and peacefulness of an honest presence to what is. And then within the body, as part of your bodily experience, noticing how your body is breathing. Noticing how your body experiences breathing. Very simply, to be with, to be in the experience of breathing. So much happens with breathing. There's a way in which self-honesty can begin with the experience of breathing. Noticing how it is for you to be breathing now. And whatever takes you away from breathing, whenever that you get distracted, think of it as a time. That now is a time to be honest about what's happening. Peacefully, without contention, without a problem, just honest. It's like this. And then, when you're ready, begin again with your breathing. The rhythm of breathing, may it be your friend and companion for being here and now. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to feel your body resting wherever the pull of gravity has you, touching the chair, your cushion, the floor, your bed, and to feel grounded, to feel connected to this particular place where you are. And to feel you yourself grounded in your body. So maybe after that meditating for this half an hour, you can feel more embodied in the present, that you're here more fully. And that your ability to be present, your ability to be grounded here, less distracted, less preoccupied, can be a gift that you give to others. And perhaps this coming week, what you learn about being connected to yourself, being truthful, being true in the present moment. Maybe you can bring that presence, that mindfulness, that honesty, honest presence, as a gift to others, as an act of generosity and care and love that allows you to connect and feel and care for, be present for others. To listen to them, to listen even to what's behind the words, what makes them say what they do. May it be that this meditation practice that we do helps us become better listeners, better witnesses, better companions for others on this life journey we all share. And may it be that our meditation practice, the benefits that come from it, is shared with others so that others may live happily. Others may live with greater safety. So that others may live with less oppression and affliction. So that others may be free. May all beings be happy.